We are learning now Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis Masechtas Tamid, and we're starting on top of Amud. It said in our Mishnah that two of the places where the Kahanim watched were Beis Aftinus and Beis Hanitzutz. And it said that both these places were aliyahs. They were high up, and the Kahanim stood on top. It actually says the young Kahanim then stood on top of them. Abayalu, aliyahs mamashava? Does it mean that they were really aliyahs, which means it's a two-floor structure, and this was the second floor? Oidilma, or maybe to have a migva gaviyik aliyahs. It was high like aliyahs, but not that it was two floors. It was one floor, but just it was very high, and they stood on top of it. That's the Gemara Shaila. Was it really two floors, or it just was very high? And the way the Rosh says it, was it built on top of like a pile, like a little hill? Built on a hill, or Gabi Amudim, some say, on like stilts. Tashema, let's try to be right by Brisa. It says in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Midos, the Tanan, Shevetzafoin, on the north side, which means that when you're facing the Heichal, on the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shar was called Shar HaNitzutz. That's this Shar that we're talking about, the Beis HaNitzutz. Keminach Sadra Haya. It was built like an open porch. Va'aliyah B'nu Agaba, and it had another floor on top of it. Shakahanim Shermim Mamala, the Kahanim stood on top, Valavim Milmatan. Levim were inside on the bottom. Were not even inside, maybe outside the door on the bottom. The Kahanim were on top and the Levim were down on the bottom. And this Beis HaNitzutz had a Pesach out to the outside, to the Chayil, or Chayil, different Girsa, means the door went to outside the Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly, it's a Raya from here that there was Mamash Aliyah, it was two floors. So that's a Raya. Now, once we mention the Mishnah, we're going to try to explain something to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said an interesting thing, that there were Kahanim on top and Leviim on the bottom. Menon Emili, how do you know such a thing, that there were Kahanim on top and Leviim on the bottom? So, the Mishnah, Tanu Rabbanan, went to the Braisa basically is going to ask a stira between two Pesukim, and then they're going to say, it must be that there was a Kahanim on top and Leviim on the bottom. But the Gemara will develop the Raya. Tanu Rabbanan went to the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Hashem told Aaron that your brothers Levi are going to also help you out. They'll be with you and serve you. And they're going to watch the Beis HaMikdash with you. So Gemara says, we're talking about helping you do your job. That's what the Brisa says. It means they're going to help you do your job as Shmira. So the Gemara, you say it means that means in your job. Maybe it means they're going to help you by watching other places and doing their own job. And that's how they're going to be helping you. Not by helping doing the job with you, doing shmir with you. Because Sho'aymer is another apostle. It says, it says there that V'nilvu Alecha V'shamru. And that sounds like Harei B'Avaydasam Amr. That's talking about the Avaydas, their own Avayda. So it's a stira. Because here it says Avaydasam, and there it's not really a stira, but there it says V'alvecha V'shar Sucha, and it says V'alvecha V'shamru. So what's the two things? So it must be, this second one is Avaydasam, and what's the first one? Hamani Mekayim V'alvecha V'shar Sucha, what's the first psukim? V'avaydasecha, it's helping you out in your Avayda, in your Shmira, across the Daber. Okay, so how do you make both psukim stem with each other? Kahanim Shomer Lamaila, the Kahanim are on top. Levim Lamata, the Kahanim are Shomer on top. And Levim are being Shomer on the bottom. And basically, from here, they're like a tuffle to the Kahanim. The Kahanim get on top and Levim on the bottom. Because you have two Psukim here. Psukim Vavolch Olach Vishar Sucha. And we love Olach Vishar Sucha. One Pasuk's Mashmai helps you, does it with you. Another Pasuk, they do it themselves. Menilvo Olach Vishamru. So we're saying it's a little bit themselves and with you. It's they're helping you, but they're in a tuffle, they're in a lesser position. They're on the bottom. So the Gemara about the new Gemara. It says Beis HaMoikid, there was this room called the Beis HaMoikid. That was the third place where the Kahanim was Shomer, and a keep had a dome. Ubayis Gadol Hayo was a big room. And it says there was one Shomer there. Gemara asks, V'chat Shomer Udav Beis HaMoikid? There was only one Shomer in the Beis HaMoikid. The Gemara's going to ask, there were two doors. Raminu Asher Kasha, it says in the Mishnah, and Midas says in the Mishnah, Shnei Sha'arim Hayo Beis HaMoikid. There were two doors in the Beis HaMoikid. Echad Pasuach Lechel. One was open out, to the outside of his mikdash, to the Chel. The border, the perimeter around the base of mikdash is called the Chel. It was open to the Chel. The Echad, the other door, was the door to Azar. Pasuach Azar, open to Azar. Omer of Yehuda, And Rida says that this door opened to Azara had a little door in it also. V'zeh shenichnas ma'azara, and the big door that went to Azara, pishpush katan hayalai, had a small door within the big door. Shabayu echnasim lulvaysh Azara. They used to walk into that room to check the Azara, because we'll see later on that they went into the Azara a lot of times to check if the shomrim inside of his mikdash were doing their job, not sleeping. But if you open the big doors, it made a lot of noise. They'll wake up and they'll say, oh, it's up the whole time. Therefore, they had a small door which they could sneak into the Azara. But either way, in any case, it says this in the Braisa, in this Mishnah, it says in this Mishnah, there were two doors for the Beis HaMikdash. And then the question is, you should need two shomrim on each side. You should need one on the side that's open to the Chayil, and the other side is open to the Azara. You should need two shomrim. By answers, no. Since they're facing each other, both doors, Saga the Bechad Shem, one Shem is enough. He looks this way, he looks that way. Therefore, one Shem is standing inside the Beis HaMikdash could do both jobs. It's facing each other, the doors. Therefore, he could look both ways. So, in the Mishnah, it said that the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, Mukaf Revoidim Shel Even, it was surrounded by these rows of stones where the Kohanim, Zikrei Kohanim, slept. Rave the Mainiyah. What exactly are Rave them? Zemara says, Gezarta de Itztabasa. These are chiseled out stones. The Salki Behu Letztavasa. That goes up a step to the next, the more chiseled out stones. And the smooth stones. Rave the Mara Kasha. Are you allowed a smooth Avonim in the Beis HaMikdash? Valchsev, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'ayis Vimanasa, Evan Shleima. It was built with Evan Shlema, full stones, and it says Vaiter in the Pasik, Masa Nivno, Makovis, Vagaz, and Kol Klibaz, there was no sound of hammers banging inside the building when they were building the Beis HaMikdash. So why, how are you saying that here there was like smoothed out and chiseled out stones? My answer, my Abaya, the Mesakni, Umaisi Mikara, they did the job outside of this Mikdash. They brought it to the Beis HaMikdash ready made, different sized stones. Obviously, the Trust of Avni, the Ravasa, big stones or small stones. And I write that the pasuk says, "Kuchsiv Avni Es Amos Avni Shmei Amos." You had 10 Amos stones and 8 Amos stones. So you see that you did these stones outside and you brought them in ready-made, and that doesn't go into the Isser of Kli Barzel Nishma Bebayis. The Mishnah says further, "Zikne Beis Av Yishenim Sham." Zikne Beis Av Yishenim Sham. Zikne Beis Av were used to sleep on these rows of stones. Why is sleeping on stone, hard stones? Why don't you bring beds in? Bring in folding beds. Bring them into Beis HaMikdash. It's not derech eretz to bring in beds into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, they slept on stones. The Gemara continues. It says that Pirchei Kuna, that they didn't have the schus to sleep on the stones. They slept on the floor with their pillow under their heads. And I said before, also the young Kohanim said the young Kohanim stood on top of the Aliyos and they watched it. What do they call them there? He called them over there Ruvim. So why here Ravim? Why here is it called Pirchei and here call them Ravim? My husband called it Ravim and Hachal Karole Pirchei Kuna. Why is it Pirchei Kuna? Zok the Gemara Amri. You're right. In the two type of Kohanim. Hasam Barishmira Lemato Mer Avayda. They didn't reach the shear of Avayda. Karele Ruvim. They are called Ruvim. They're called Yon Kunim. Hacha, the Mati Luhu, Lemevra Avaida, Amru in Hasam Lemot Lemevra Avaida, they reached the Shir Avaida, Karele Ruvim. They're called the Ruvim. Hacha, but here the Pirch Kuna, they already reached the age of Avaida. So then they're called Pirch Kuna, a little higher level, the Mati Lemevra Avaida. Karalei Pirchei, they call them Pirchei, not Ruvim, and they slept in the Beis HaMikdash, they should be rested for tomorrow. The Shomrim who did not do Avodah, they could be up the whole night, they didn't worry about them, and they're called the Ruvim, they're younger. The Pirchei Kuna were up to Avodah already, they did not sleep, they just watched, did the Shmira, the whole night. And they, because they didn't have to do Avodah, the next day they could stay up the whole night, and they're called the Ruvim. So it's two different groups of the young Kohanim, the Ruvim and the Pirchei Kuna.